Item 8, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, submitting a first quarter performance update for the Economic Development Division. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Whaley-Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Supervisors. Since I took this position last year, we've been working internally with the County Executive's Office and the Department of Administrative Services to establish performance measures for our department, and a lot of these are based on conversations with many of the supervisors as well of what we should be working on and should be measuring. So our intent is to provide a similar quarterly update to you so that you can see the work that we're doing, the positive work that your policy decisions and other support are providing in the community, and also so that our department can continue to remain accountable if we're not meeting our sort of joint expectations. So we try to prepare this as sort of a dashboard, as user-friendly as possible, and I want to walk you through each category, and I can talk about the detailed calculations if you're interested in that information. The first thing we measure in the upper left-hand corner is land sales. So you can see the blue bar in 2012, we had just over $3 million of land sales. The red bar was $6 million of land sales in 2013. That was largely the DOT purchase of land around Innovation Campus for the reconstruction of that interchange. And you can see our projection of 2014 as the green bar of over $7 million. That largely constitutes the $5 million land sale payment that we received from UWM Innovation Campus. So you can see on the purple bar we're already hit that $5 million mark, and we hope to hit that $7.5 million by the end of the year. Second item is tax base generated. You can see, and I apologize, the color didn't change on this one, but that red bar there is actually 2013. We had just under $25 million of tax base created. In 2014, we project $30 million of tax base created, and already in 2014, we have about $20 million of tax base created. We measure that as a projection based on when the shovel hits the ground. We don't want to make projections about the tax base generated until we actually get the shovel in the ground. So the shovel in the ground here is the Park East project, the Avenir, by Wongard Development that just broke ground, and that's where we get that $20 million mark, and we hope to hit $30 million by the end of the year. Construction jobs created. We had an outstanding year in 2013. We had the construction of the accelerator project at Innovation Campus. We had the construction of the ABB building on Innovation Campus. So a lot of projects were in construction in 2013. In 2014, we have a lot of deals pending, but not as many that'll hit construction this year. The way we measure construction jobs is 24 construction jobs per $1 million of construction value. So roughly, if we're projecting $20 million of construction, you divide that by 24 to get, our projection. Our current projection is about 750 construction jobs. We already are at the 450 number. Now, that construction projection, I can send these background reports if you're interested, but it's a combination of both the direct construction jobs and what's known as the multiplier effect. So for every $1 million spent on construction, we anticipate about 7 jobs from direct payroll and about 17 jobs as a multiplier effect of how those individuals spend their money in the community together with materials purchased to get that number.
Why don't we finish the report and then we'll go around.
The next item is other jobs created. These are permanent jobs that are at the facilities that are created. And or placement through programs like Ready to Work. So you can see in 2013, we had a very good year in 2013, not only because of the work of Ready to Work and WRTP, but ABB and their expansion into Milwaukee County were new jobs for Milwaukee County, so those jobs count as well. Our projection this year is about 600 jobs. Which is a result of the two projects that we anticipate to be under construction, which are the hotel development at Innovation Campus and the permanent jobs related there, together with the permanent jobs in the retail at the Avenir development, and then again the expansion of the Ready to Work program. The next item, and it's very critical that we all be conscious of the cell phone and parking revenue of the department because it funds nearly our entire department. We traditionally do not receive any tax dollars for our department. This year was an exception for 2014 because of the 794 construction. Our parking revenue got cut by almost $1 million. So we are on the tax roll this year to the tune of about $400,000. Of course, we use about $400,000 of land sales, and then any other land sales go back to the county for other purposes. So in that regard, we more than pay back the property taxes that we generate. Two lines I want to show you here. First is the cell phone revenue. You'll see that light blue line, which looks almost like a heartbeat. And you'll see that we get a large payment in July and a large payment in October. And you'll see the dark blue line is that we're tracking on pace. We use a third-party vendor to manage all of the lease relationships we have for cell phone towers. The next item is the parking projections. That's the light green line. Those are a little more steady, but we get a summer and early fall bump up in those numbers. And the darker line, purple line there, is our actual year to date. So we are on track for both of those revenue numbers. The next item is DBE participation. We consider that a core value of our department, not only for a professional services contract, but of course for the developments that are subject to that requirement as well. So what you have here is the three projects that are currently under construction. And the light blue bar indicates the goal. The darker blue indicates year-to-date participation based on the reports that we've received and reviewed. And the lower number, for example, if we look at the Avenir development all the way on the right, that 20% indicates how far they are in construction. So they have not. It would, if they had completed construction, it would be 100%. ABB is 70% done at the time of this report. The accelerator is 70% done at the time of this report, and you can see that all of the dark blue lines are at or higher than the other lines. You'll see that the accelerator building, because it used federal economic development funds, we have to follow the federal guidelines for their DBE participation. So the goal often is lower in that regard. In this case, the goal was just over 7%, and you can see that they're almost at 15%. And the reason for that, and the reason DBE participation is so hard on that project, is because the feds require a low bid requirement. So even though there's a best efforts goal for DBE, if there's, you know, the DBE is $5 higher than the other bidder, you know, in our county programs, the contractors have the ability to be flexible about that and, you know, work out the $5. On the federal programs, that's not possible. So the goal and the participation when federal economic development funds are going to be used, you're always going to see those numbers as lower. The next item is workforce training and the actual jobs placed. That's a graph that we showed earlier. And then the other department that we're really proud of, another division that we don't talk much about, is our McCamless division, the Milwaukee County Automated Mapping and Land Information System, which provides services to municipalities. I just got a fantastic email from the Department of Transportation at the state level thanking the county for the work that McCamless does. So our performance measure there is the number of times their page is viewed and by what sectors they are viewed by. So you can see since they launched their newer system in June of 13 through March of 14, the page views per month have increased by more than 300%. And you can see an expansion, for example, in that very top bar of more utilities using it. And that's what the color coding is there. So we really hope to provide this on a quarterly basis so that you can see where we're at and also let you know when we're not on track. We've discussed with many of you some of the delays that we're having and hope to get past with the board support. And I know most of this committee supported our HR positions to get up to that third project manager to make sure that we can meet all these projections. So hopefully that gets resolved this cycle, and if it does, I think we'll be on track for meeting our projections for the next quarter and the end of the year. And with that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Supervisor Bowen, you had a question?
Yes, ma'am. Madam Chair, thank you. In the construction jobs created, there was a red bar from 2013, but I don't think you noted what a majority of those jobs were comprised of.
So during 2013, we had under construction both the ABB building and the Federal Accelerator building. And so that's largely where those construction jobs were from.
Okay. And to confirm, the goal on the accelerated project was 7% according to federal guidelines, but we got 14, so we doubled that?
Yes, that's correct. And that's as of 70% construction completion. That project is expected to be complete really in the next month or so. Mm-hmm. So we'll be able to confirm that final number for our second quarterly report.
Okay. And do we know what areas of construction DB participation is happening in?
We don't cover that level of detail in this dashboard, and we rely on the vendor reports that are submitted to us, and I'll be happy to forward those vendor reports directly. When you see them, you'll see one of the complications that we have is that we don't have a consistent format that the data is presented to our department, and we're trying to standardize that. So since our department since I've been here and working with the staff that we have here, we've been working with now Rick Norris, but previously with Ruben Anthony and even Nelson Soler when he was here, on coming up with a standard format for reporting so we can have a little more consistency. So you're going to when you see those three reports that I send to you, they're going to be wildly different in the way that they present the data, and it may not have the exact information that you're looking for, which is why we present it as this dashboard.
Okay. Thank you. I got a constituent contact about participation out at Innovation Campus and wanted to make sure I relay that information, so I appreciate it. And I'd also like to nominate you for the Best Use of Graphics Award.
I'll take it.
I think you do a good job. Thanks, Chief. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Any other committee comments? I do have one question on your tax base generated chart. Is this in any way adjusted for TIF districts?
It is not, which is a very good point.
Are the TIF districts
affecting this? I'll show you just how we get this backup data here. So we have a table that we enter. So if you look at the tax generated column, which is column F, those are our projections. And if you go down to 2014, our projections are for the Innovation Campus Hotel to be a $10 million value. That is not in a TID district. Park East, the Avenir development for $20 million, that project itself did not receive any TID assistance, but the Park East in and of itself is in a TID district because a TID was used, $40 million of a TID was used to develop the infrastructure, put in the roads, et cetera, et cetera. So everything we do in the Park East is going to be subject to that TID. Of course, the quicker we get it done, the quicker the TID is paid off.
The hotel wasn't in a TID?
The hotel is – oh, you're right. I'm sorry. The hotel in is a TID. The hotel – it's the same circumstance as the Park East, where the hotel itself did not receive any TID assistance, but TID was used to develop the infrastructure around it.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's nice to talk about the projected tax base. We're really not going to realize that for –
well, I think
– for the TID.
That's correct. I mean, I would put it differently, that our tax base generated – is being used towards the infrastructure through a TID. So it's not some tax base that we can take and use for other purposes. It's being used to support the development around it. Part of the issue is in this, we have a TID report later on in the agenda, and we can talk about that. And we're trying to get numbers together, and we have them for the city of Milwaukee, but not all of our municipalities, to look at the entire tax base that is subject to TIDs and when it's coming back onto the tax rolls. So we are doing that analysis as a separate exercise, and looking at those two things together to get the full picture is an excellent way to look at it.
Yeah. I don't know how you're going to put that in a report, but I think that tax base generated, I don't know how useful the information is for us if, in fact, a lot of that is going to take, paying back a TID before we ever see any realization of...
Yeah, it's a very good point. I would say the point of this analysis is to hold our department accountable and really hold the county jointly responsible. I mean, we all are here on behalf of the residents of the county. So what this analysis is designed to do is outside of the TID question, how much did we generate in 2013? How much do we expect in 2014? And are we meeting that goal? And if there's an issue that I see coming that's going to prevent us from hitting that, I want you to know about it. So as policy decision makers and decisions regard budget and otherwise, you can have that information and say, you know, we're really far behind on jobs placed. We need to dedicate more resources to that. And so that you have that information on a quarterly basis. Or exactly what you're saying. We need to care more about tax incremental districts and taking money off the tax base. How do we make decisions regarding that? So it's really a comparative analysis.
Well, especially when you show us things like McCamless, where private industry is, in fact, using government services, which no one ever wants to talk about how you pay for things like that. Now it seems like you can't do development without somehow government participating in that development. I mean, I think we need to start painting a better picture of that, because government, in fact, is a partner in spite of the knock we constantly get on taxes and so on. So thank you. I appreciate that. Committee, do we want to make this part of a record? Is there?
We'll receive and place on file.
All right.
A motion.
There is a motion received and placed on file. Madam Clerk, could you please call the roll on that?
Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
4 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file prevails.
All right, thank you. Please call item 10. Oh. I'm sorry, 9.